all of our great issues are eventually settled in a courtroom.
People take pride in their courthouse.
That fabric of justice is passed down through generations.
We don't really know how to deal with the future unless we understand what's happened before.
Hardin County is the most wonderful place to grow up. One of six generations that have lived in Hardin County. My parents were born here in Hardin County. My grandparents were born here in Hardin County. My great-grandparents were. So we have a long, long history of living here and service to this county.
Well, Hardin County and Kenton as a community is kind of slower paced. It is one of those places where a lot of people know what's going on with everybody else. We all know each other. We're all pretty friendly, so I think a lot of people like it that way.
This is the third courthouse that Hardin County has had. The first one, which was only used for like 18 years, burned down. The second courthouse was built here in the same area and served for about 30 years. This building was being built while war raged in Europe. For World War I. It was started in 1913, was dedicated in 1915. This building had an entire vacuum system that was put in back in 1915. It was considered, I think, quite advanced at that time. Numerous bathrooms, an elevator. So it was state of the art as far as these things go back in 1915.
Here the building was finished at a cost of $275,000. I believe it was a lot of money for the time. The cost to build this building today would be somewhere around $6.5-7 million.
I think Hardin County at that time had a great sense of the future.
It was this sense of the future that the county commissioners built a building of this size to accommodate the community for many years.
This courthouse is so large that all of our county offices basically remain here. Which is somewhat unusual. There's very few courts that were able to maintain that in their buildings. It's an absolutely beautiful building. The walls are terracotta in the main part of the building, which means they were a substance that was then coated with like a porcelain-like substance on the outside. Many of the floors are Tennessee marble.
The bell on the first floor is from the courthouse that stood here before this one was built. That bell was old for scrap, and then I believe there was a women's group that decided to save that bell and raise the money to buy it back from the scrappers, and that's how we have it today.
The building also features two murals in the main hall featuring a portrayal of Simon Kenton, a militia commander to whom the county seat Kenton takes its name.
The north end mural depicts Simon Kenton, which is who the city of Kenton is named for. And the mural on the south end depicts John Hardin, which the county is named for.
In February of 1957, this rural community saw a crime of unusual sorts.
One of the most interesting cases was back in the 50s, there was an incident in which a farmer alleged that a particular dog had killed some of the farmer's livestock. So the Hardin County Sheriff took possession of the dog with the intention to have it put to death. There was a big row in the community. People raised money to defend the dog.
The case came to the Hardin County Courthouse.
There was actually a parade that was held at the time for this dog in support of the animal. The case actually went to the Court of Appeals.
Ultimately, the Court of Appeals found that since Annie, the St. Bernard dog, was not caught in the act of killing sheep, her life was saved. There is one time of year that beautiful sights of the courthouse can't be beat.
The Hardin County Courthouse has been decorated for Christmas for many years. In its current state, and we've kind of kept it the same for these past 25 or so years, about the 1st of November, starting to hang everything and get everything ready so that by the time the Christmas parade comes around, she's ready to go.
For such a small little county to be able to do this. It's just nice to see everybody get along and be one big community for this.
Hardin County residents have taken pride in their courthouse for many years and continue to keep their eyes on the future.
We've been able to add all the video equipment. When we have trials, we can show things on videos, we can show things live, we do video arraignments here. So we've been able to accommodate all of those modern techniques here in the building. Very fortunate.
I'm one that believes that things were built a little bit better back in the day than what they are today. This courthouse has stood pretty well. Sure, it does have its ups and downs and it has its things that we need to take care of, but she still, you know, stood pretty good after 100 years. I think we take a proactive attitude on, you know, keeping the courthouse in check. So we try and keep it up and we keep looking forward. We don't have any intention of this building going anywhere. We'd like to stand for another 100 years.